In Afghanistan, alongside ongoing tensions, there are fears that fighting will escalate as the weather changes and mountainous areas become accessible with the spring thaw. The International Committee of the Red Cross is once again reminding all parties to the conflict of the imperative under international humanitarian law to protect civilians. The ICRC's Media Relations Director for South Asia, Christian Corden, told Chris Altieri they are working closely with the Afghan Red Crescent Society, providing technical and financial assistance to help it deliver services to the community and to implement a range of programs.
Well, listen, it's very important for us in Afghanistan and in all the places, in all the countries where we work, to work together with the National Society, which means the Red Crescent or the Red Cross. In that specific case, we talk about the Afghan Red Crescent. This is obviously a key partner to the ICRC, also to be able to go to certain region, remoted areas, in order to help and to assist people affected by the conflict.
One of your major concerns is also educating individuals, civil society groups, government agencies, etc., about international law, especially international humanitarian law.
Exactly. This is clearly a priority of the ICRC in Afghanistan nowadays. It's first to keep a dialogue, a constant and regular dialogue with all the concerned, all the parties involved in the conflict, but also with actors of influence. So what we do is that we organize sessions where we talk about basic rules of international humanitarian law to be respected in a context, in an environment like Afghanistan. This is something that we have been doing for the past years and that we will continue to do, definitely, again, making sure that we have contact with all the parties involved in the conflict.
You've also been working to improve some of the basic infrastructure, even to bring some basic infrastructure to several different areas within the country. Can you talk with us a little bit about that work?
Well, this is mainly about, I would say, health and medical facilities all around the countries. This is a major concern for the ICRC, knowing also that, that there is clearly nowadays a fears once again in Afghanistan of an escalation in the fighting. So obviously, medical facilities, medical staff should be respected, and it's very, very important that people, that Afghans in all the regions of Afghanistan can have access to these medical facilities. It's also important that these medical facilities and the staff there could cope with the large amounts of sick and wounded people arriving. So what we do basically and concretely, it's to bring support with medicines, for example, but also with staff who can train local staff to make sure that they can cope with the current situation.
And the international community, together with all of the local Red Cross and Red Crescent societies, are very much concerned and at pains to remind belligerents on all sides of conflicts, wherever they are, about the imperative to protect civilians. Can you talk with us a little bit about that? It was one of the chief concerns in your press release.
Definitely. Again, we are now in an environment where it's been years and years that the conflict is raging in Afghanistan. Again, what we can see now also with the spring arriving is that you have many areas who were not accessible during the winter time, who are now accessible, and we are clearly fearing that there will be more fighting. So at that specific moment, it's very important for us to remind all the parties, and this includes obviously the international forces involved in Afghanistan. It also includes the Afghan government force, opposition groups, obviously, and to make sure that they respect civilians during the conflict, that civilians are spared from all attacks and fighting in the different regions. So this is really something that we have been discussed for several months now, and that we will continue to discuss with the different parties.